The city nestled against the southwestern base of Mount Tantus was larger than it had looked from orbit, with many of its squat buildings extending deep under the cover of the surrounding trees. Thrawn had the pilot circle the area twice, and then put down in the center of what appeared to be the main city square, facing a large and impressively regal-looking building.
Interesting, Thrawn commented, looking out the viewports as he settled his Islamari backpack onto his shoulders. There are at least three styles of architecture out there. Human plus two different alien species. It's not often you see such diversity in the same planetary region, let alone side by side in the same city. In fact, that palace thing in front of us has itself incorporated elements from all three styles.
Yes,
Pelion agreed absently, peering out the viewports himself. At the moment, the buildings were of far less interest to him than the people the lifeform sensors said were hiding behind and inside them.
Any idea whether those alien species are hostile towards strangers?
Probably,
Thrawn said, stepping to the shuttle's exit ramp, where Rook was already waiting.
Most alien species are. Shall we go?
The ramp lowered with a hiss, released gases. Gritting his teeth, Pelion joined the other two. With Rook in the lead, they headed down. No one shot at them as they reached the ground and took a few steps away from the shuttle, nor did anyone scream, call out, or make any appearance at all.
Shy, aren't they?
Pelion murmured, keeping his hand on his blaster as he looked around.
Understandably, Thrawn said, pulling a megaphone disc from his belt. Let's see if we can persuade them to be hospitable.
Cupping the disc in his hand, he raised it to his lips.
I seek the guardian of the mountain.
His voice boomed across the square, the last syllable echoing from the surrounding buildings.
Who will take me to him?
The last echo died away into silence. Thrawn lowered the disc and waited, but the seconds ticked by without any response.
Maybe they don't understand basic,
Pelion suggested doubtfully.
No, they understand, Thrawn said coldly. The humans do, at any rate. Perhaps they need more motivation.
He raised the megaphone again.
I seek the guardian of the mountain. If no one will take me to him, this entire city will suffer.
The words were barely out of his mouth when, without warning, an arrow flashed toward them from the right. It struck Thrawn in the side, barely missing the Islamir tube wrapped around his shoulders and back, and bounced harmlessly off the body armor hidden beneath the white uniform.
Hold,
Thrawn ordered as Rook leaped to his side, blaster at the ready.
You have the location?
Yes,
the Nogri grated, his blaster pointed at a squat two-story structure a quarter of the way around the square from the palace.
Good.
Thrawn raised the megaphone again.
One of your people just shot at us. Observe the consequences.
Lowering the disc again, he nodded to Rook. Now. And with a tight grin of his needle teeth, Rook proceeded, quickly, carefully, and scientifically, to demolish the building. He took out the windows and doors first, putting perhaps a dozen shots through them to discourage any further attack. Then he switched to the lower floor walls. By the 20th shot, the building was visibly trembling on its foundations. A handful of shots into the upper floor walls, a few more into the lower, and with a thunderous crash, the building collapsed in on itself,